people will wonder, is it really necessary to have new laws in order to stop people standing on the streets of Britain calling for the beheading of soldiers? Or is it just that those laws are not being implemented?
Well, I think the task force, which is going to be able to look across the whole of government, I've talked to you about the PREVENT programme in the Home Office. We need to look across institutions like universities, whether there's more work we can be doing in prisons. But yes, we do need to look at the powers, we need to look at the laws, we need to look, for example, at the question of whether perhaps we need to have banning orders to ban organisations that don't meet the threshold for prescription. We need to look at organisations outside government as well as what government is doing across the various departments, like the work of Ofcom, for example. These are issues that are being raised. So,
Ofcom, let me just be clear. You're talking about, in other words, internet, hate preaching, or what's shown on television. What would you like the communications regulator to do?
One of the issues we need to look at is whether we've got the right processes, the right rules in place in relation to what is being beamed into people's homes.
What's your instinct, Mrs. Thatcher used to talk about the oxygen of publicity. Is your fear as Home Secretary that we, the broadcasters, that the internet service providers have provided hate, if you like, the oxygen of publicity?
There is no doubt that people are able to watch things through the internet which can lead to radicalisation. What we do is we have a referral unit which members of the public and organisations are able to refer into that unit when they've got concern about what's being broadcast across the internet, and a significant number, since that unit was set up in 2010, something like 5,500, 5,700 separate pieces have been taken down off the internet. But we need to look at this, as I say, we need to see if we should be doing more, we need to see if there are additional steps we should be taking to prevent radicalisation.